You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Second plague that was programmed to come to Egypt. What was the second step? Yeah, the frogs. So the reason that Hashem sent the frogs was, why Hashem sent frogs?
They didn't let them do the
tefillah. So one reason is that Am Yisrael, they were not permitted to come to Beit Knesset and participate in tefillot. The other matter that Midrash brings, they made them to go and collect lizards and so on, so the kids will play with it. So Hashem measure for the measure, because they had to go and find like these live toys for the kids. So Hashem sent the frogs. So how many frogs were they?
One.
How do we know it was one? No, from the Torah, how do we know that it was only one? Sorry? Sorry?
When they hit him to kill, it was two, then four, then eight.
Yeah, I understand. But how do we know it was one? It doesn't say like in Torah, damim. It says dam. So obviously it was all over. But Sephardia, how do we know? But the Sephardia, it mentions in the Torah that Vayar Sephardia. So it says it in a singular term. It says one Sephardia came out. So that's what we have. The code that was only one frog.
So how could that they be so negative? When they hit it, they see it become more, and they keep eating it.
Ah, that's a very good question. So what's the answer?
Hashem took the chokmah from them.
Hashem did not take the chokmah from them.
How they do such a stupid thing then?
And also when it said kinim.
But, right, yeah. So now, so obviously when you hit something and then you see it multiplies, so the logic demands you should not hit anymore.
Yes.
So how about if you get angry when you hit, you see it becomes more. So then what do you do now?
You hit it more.
Why? Why? Why would you do such a thing?
Because that's what I don't think. You don't think anymore. When you're angry, you don't think it's straight.
Ah, when you get angry, you don't have a brain, you mean?
Exactly.
Ah, you don't have a brain.
Oh.
So if the fact of the matter here is that anger deletes the brain from your system, so is it suggested to get angry? No?
No.
So some people prefer to not have a brain rather than to have a brain. But in practicality, what is it really applies to us? So now, it's a very interesting story. And you can make a colorful pictures. Like you see, you know, people hit the frog. And then it becomes more and more and more. You hit, becomes 20, another hit, 50, and then 100, and then the whole Egypt is full of frogs. So in practicality, sometimes we add pain to our system, such as, see, sometimes people say, I wouldn't ask. What do they mean? You heard people say such a thing?
Yes.
Yes? Why would they say such
they
a thing?
The
no, they say, I wish I wouldn't have asked. So if he asks what happened, No. Let's say somebody asks you why are you late. So what do you say?
I've got to stop in the traffic.
That's one answer. Or I'm sorry?
Why you are asking?
Well, some people could say that. Yeah, the Sadiqim to say why are you asking. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Or let's say you say that I went to the other place, that you don't like that place. One more time. You ask him, are you late? He says, I went to that place, that you don't like that place. Maybe it's not really, you know, he's one of your good side. So now, when you hear that he went to that place, you're happy or not happy?
Not happy.
So why did you ask?
I wish I didn't ask.
Ah, so you say, I wish I wouldn't have asked. So if you're going to ask, when he walks in, you say, Baruch Hu Abayim, how was your day? And that's it. But because you were real, what's the other term for being curious?
Nosy.
Right, that's it. So then, what did you do to yourself?
Pain.
So that's what exactly practicality is teaching us. You hit the frog, then you see, wow, it becomes more and more. Why do you do this? Because the brain went on vacation. And here we see many times that's what happens to us. And you could have just, you know, been in peace, you know, listen to your music, study. But, you know, one statement, he made your mood upside down. He said, why did I ask? And sometimes people, like, tell you things that you don't want to hear. Like I say, he did this, he did that, even this. I don't want to hear these things. Why? Because automatically it affects you. Maybe you didn't want to hear about whoever and whoever and whoever. But here we see that sometimes we become very careless and then we hit the frog. There's only one frog and then you direct him to the zoo and then people come to see this big zoo and you charge them more money and you make money. But now here, because you cannot stand this frog, what do? You hit it. Okay, understand. You hit it once, you see there's another 20, 30. Who stop? No.
I
want to
stop.
You don't want to stop. You don't want to stop. And that's how it is. You know, many times people argue, and it doesn't stop. Why? Because you always do your best to finish last. Why? Because whoever that finishes last, he's the
winner.
He's a champion. He's a loser champion.
Actual loser, but
it doesn't stop, goes on, and then becomes louder and louder. And then you see, I don't have nothing to say. So I say something that I'm not supposed to say. And then you throw it.
That's it.
So here, the remedy
so
that we learned.
The frog ourselves.
Sorry?
So we become the frog ourselves.
No. It's the circumstances of people. Like, let's say, you know, sometimes you tell people, why are you doing this? And then he gets offended. And then he holds grudges. And then he will remember till the time of Noah. Age after Noah. Yeah, he told me this. And then you see, why did I open my mouth? Why? Why did I hit the frog? So, you know, and the Persian HaKodesh, they have a very beautiful statement. The Jewish one, actually. Persian HaKodesh. They say, in life you have to always realize what is light and what is heavy. You know what that means? Yes, yes. What does it mean? Like, you have to always estimate that which worth a bigger price tag, to say it or not say it, which is light and which is heavy. Let's say something's bothersome. It is, and it should not be done. But still, to clean that, is it worth it to create friction and animosity? No. But because I want to tell whoever that you're doing something terrible and you're not supposed to do this, and I'm in charge, so then you do it. You heard what happened in New York City?
No.
You didn't hear? You didn't hear? No, this is about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, it was not in the news. It was the Jewish news.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a senator went to the restaurant. You heard about him?
No.
Yeah? And this senator liked baked potato way too much. Obviously, with the butter. So the waiter brings him baked potato and a block of butter. Yeah. So he eats it and says, "Waiter, give me another butter." Okay. Brings him another butter and he finishes it up. He says, "Waiter, another butter." So now, that's it, two, that's it. So what do you mean? Bring me more butter. So no, that's it. That's the maximum we give butter for the baked potato. So the son says, "You know who I am? Do you know who I am?" So no, I have no idea who you are. Says, "I'm the senator of the New York City." So the waiter says, "Do you know who I am?" So you're the waiter. He said, no. "I'm in charge of the butter." You are the senator, but I give the butter. And that's how it is. You feel, I'm in charge, I tell you, and then you hit. Okay, it's enough. No, let me hit you good. And the frogs is all over. And here, it's not a really, Chas v'Shalom, a cartoon. The frogs went to the stomach of the Paro, and people said, "Gur, gur, gur, gur." They had an orchestra in the stomach, all over. And that's how it is. That when you have such an attitude, Hashem Yirachem, you make people paralyzed. Really? They cannot function. He keeps thinking and thinking. He said, "Why he told me this? Why did I do? Why did I go? Why, I had to, meet with them?" That's it. You hit him, and the frogs are all over. All his system, you just keep thinking. Why? Because I'm in the charge of the butter. Okay, I'm not giving him a butter. What was it? No. I'm cause the rule here. You're the senator? Okay, who cares? It's an interesting point that Midrash brings that Sephardiya had lots of benefit for Misrim. What was the benefit? Chodesh Av? Here the Midrash brings an interesting thing. It says that Hashem commanded that the frogs will go, "Bechol Gibulecha." So many, many years, there was a milhama war between Mizraim and Kush, as far as the border, where it is. So when the frogs came, they noticed the frogs, it doesn't go No, from some border to other. So if the frogs did not come into the other side, that means this is the border. So there was a peace between Mitzrayim and Kush. That was the good side, the benefit of the Sephardi. Master Ani brings the interesting point that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, the prophets, when Nebuchadnezzar commanded them to bow down to the statue, they didn't. They said, we're not going to bow down. And then they accepted to be thrown in the fire. So the Gemara asks, why didn't bow down? Is it permitted to bow down?
They should have bowed down because they saved their lives. So because they saved
their lives. No, it's Bali Avor. You're not permitted to bow down to statues.
But you are not allowed to jeopardize your life.
Yes, you are. There are three matters you have to.
Okay.
So Gemara asks, why didn't bow down? Why Gemara asks such a question? Gemara says, actually, Nebuchadnezzar, when he asked them to bow down, it was not Avodah Zarah. It was only the statue of his portrait.
His portfolio.
Portfolio, yeah. It was not Avodah Zarah. So they could have bowed down to it because it was not something that they worship. So they said, no, if the frogs that they jump in the oven, that really they were not commanded to go to the oven. But because they wanted to do Kiddush Hashem, so now we have to learn from the
frogs.
So that means Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they accepted to do Kiddush Hashem, even though that there was not a mandatory matter, because they said if the frogs, they jumped in the tanur, in the oven, to make a Kiddush Hashem, more so that we have to do. And it's very interesting, we see when they were released, and Moshe Abraham prayed for them, the tanur is not mentioned. Because first he said they go to the tanur, but then, so here we see the one that they jump in the tanur, did it die?
No.
They didn't die. The one that they jump in the tanur, they didn't die. So the Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said, if the frogs, they went to the tanur and they didn't die because they didn't make the Kiddush Hashem, more so, and we have to do the same thing.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.